Since June, the university's land management office has made references to a so-called Haines Action Committee made of local stakeholders. The idea was to create a group to foster dialogue between the community and the university about the sale. The university hired private consultant Morgan Howard to serve as the community's point of contact for information on the sale. In September, he traveled to Haines to meet with residents who had expressed interest in creating a local action committee. But by the end of Howard's visit, a local action committee had not been created, and it was unclear if the university would play a role in its development. Since then, the Haines Economic Development Corporation has taken on the task of coordinating community discussion on the sale. At the meeting on Friday, HEDC President Heather Shade explained the role that the organization would be playing.
We're simply a response to the sale in the hopes of communicating information back and forth between the community and the university, and to collecting information on potential impacts to the community from the timber sale, whether they be potential opportunities for businesses here or for the community, or potential negative impacts on other industries that we need to plan for and to identify.
During the meeting, Haines residents and members of HEDC spoke about the best way to communicate with the university on issues related to the timber sale. Some were critical of the tone that had been taken with the university in discussions up to this point. Haines Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel said that the correspondence between the borough and the university up to this point has been confrontational. Haines resident Don Turner agreed, saying that HEDC had to mend fences with the university. Others in attendance questioned whether logging would be the best use of the university's land given the economic climate. Chinese tariffs on certain U.S. logs started at 10% last month and could rise to 25% in January, according to several reports. It's still unclear how far along the land management office is in their negotiations with a prospective buyer. At the meeting Friday, Friednauer said the UA Board of Regents may be presented with a contract for approval at its meeting on November 8th and 9th. The Haynesboro Assembly wrote a letter to the university requesting that it make at least part of the contract public before the Board of Regents votes on it. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha.